What are some of the agents that are in development right now specifically related to anti-angiogenesis that you think have promising futures?
Well, there are so many different agents. I sort of like in this period when the taxanes were first introduced in lung cancer therapy, then we had three or four other, you know, what we call the new drugs. These days, the new drugs, I really think, are small molecule inhibitors of vascular endothelial growth factor and other receptors and their friends, I should say. The agents that are currently in trial that I think are most promising, or at least will make it to the more advanced stages sooner than others, one would be a drug called ZD6474. It's an oral agent. It's got dual receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitor activity against both a vascular endothelial growth factor, receptor R2, and against the EGFR receptor. So basically, it's Avastin and Tarceva, perhaps both in one molecule. It's oral, it's reasonably well tolerated, and several trials have already been reported that show some promising results. One trial has looked at this drug versus Erisa in a blinded fashion. This was a trial led by Dr. Ron Natale and actually showed a time-to-progression benefit in favor of the ZD6474. And a second trial that was led by myself and John Haymack actually showed that when you took Taxotere and you combined it with ZD6474 versus Taxotere alone, there was an improvement in time to progression again for the combination arm. And actually that combination is about to go to phase 3 in the second line lung cancer setting sometime early this year.
Now you said it's sort of like a combination of Avastin and Tarceva, but yet from the VEGF side, it's inside though as opposed to outside.
Exactly. That was a bit of a simplification. Basically, it's a different mechanism. Instead of trapping the ligand, vascular endothelial growth factor, and thereby preventing activation of the receptor on endothelial cells in that way, these agents are working inside the cell at the level of the tyrosine kinase. But if active, these types of agents have the potential for being more convenient, perhaps less expensive, and potentially more active. Now, the downside would be any combination molecule might not have the optimal activity against both receptors. So you run the risk that perhaps this becomes a very good inhibitor of the angiogenesis, but maybe it's a weaker, at the doses that are being used, inhibitor of epidermal growth factor receptor, as opposed to when you take a combination of two drugs that are each showing activity independently for one receptor or the other, you can optimize the combination a bit better. And that's something that we'll only know once we do more of these studies.
What's the actual name, not the ZD name, the other name?
The agent has just received the name Zactima.